Today is July 19, 2011. My name is Tyler Gallagher with Regal Assets, and these are your precious metal news updates. There is a lot moving the marketplace with precious metals, especially gold. It has reached its all-time high. It is sitting at 1607.90 is its all-time high. Just to keep you up to speed, this is the highest rally gold's had, largest rally or longest rally gold's had since 1980. This is a 31-year rally, and just so you guys know, the last rally in precious metals was from the early 70s to the early 80s, where gold was sitting at $35 an ounce, and gold peaked out at $850 an ounce in the early 80s, and now you're looking at 1971, gold was sitting at $35 an ounce, now gold's sitting at $1607.90. So you put the two and two together, and that's quite a rally. A lot of this has to do with very important items that are unfolding, and it has to do with this debt ceiling. I know there's been a great deal of talk about it, but realistically, this is an unprecedented event to this magnitude, and there's just a lot of weight on the system, and here's basically what's unfolded. S&P has warned that in the next 90 days, they could possibly bring the U.S. Credit rating or bond rating from a AAA rating, downgraded a couple notches to AA, which would really affect us significantly, especially on our treasury sales and so forth, and this would just spell disaster. Moody's has already done this with Europe. They did it with Portugal early July, and then Ireland just recently. So the United States, the Standard & Poor, that's a very firm threat, so definitely something that's been moving the marketplace, especially precious metals. And again, this is a debt ceiling. August 2nd is the decision date. Whatever direction we go, it's going to affect the price of metals, so keep posted on that. In the European marketplace, same thing's happening. There's a lot of stress. It's driving up the precious metals marketplace, especially since Moody's downgraded these other countries. So that gives you a glimpse into what could happen in the United States. And finally, on global news, Dubai, data was just released that Dubai has been the largest center for all gold trades. They say that for the world's gold trades, it accounts for about 16% of the total volume of trades that go on with the yellow metal. They also are one of the only countries that have a gold vending machine where you can actually put money in the vending machine and come out with gold bars. These are your precious metal news updates for today. Your spot prices are brought to you by iGold Live. This is a free app you can get on your iPhone, your Droid, your BlackBerry device. It's free. All you do is you go to your marketplace, you type in iGold Live, and you can get it right there. One of my favorite things on this app, I was actually just using it recently, is you can actually put customized charts. So if you wanted to know what the price of silver was on July 11th and the percentage change from July 11th to current day, you can do it all in the click of a button. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Really great for the seasoned investor or a new investor into the marketplace. Your spot prices today, gold is sitting at $1607.90. Silver is sitting at $40.58. Platinum is sitting at $773.50. Well, palladium sits at $795.50. These are your precious metal news updates for July 19, 2011. My name is Tyler Gallagher with Regal Assets, and we will see you tomorrow.